Well, it's been about a year since Payway settled in after relocating here from Arizona, brought the headquarters here, opened up out in Las Colinas, and that's the last time I think Jay Hedrick was with us, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, David. Thank you for the happening.
Everybody settled? You all staffed up? Everything working?
We are settled. We're staffed up. We thought that we'd have 30, 35 people by this point in time. We've got over 70, so we're feeling great about things.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now why is that? Have you grown that much?
Well, we decided to insource a couple of things that we had thought about outsourcing: guest relations, some help desk support for IT, which created more of a demand. And also, we thought there'd be a little more time to ramp up our staffing. So we've been able to find great applicants at the RSO and get them on board. And people are excited about joining the brand. So we are pretty much fully staffed and ready to go.
That's interesting, because all we're hearing is just everybody saying there's so much competition for staff and you just can't find them. When you find them, you really got to pay up for them.
We are finding that in our restaurants like crazy. We are having a hard time keeping staff. We are having wage rate inflation, trying to make sure you keep great people. You've got to really invest in training. You've got to really invest in making sure that you have schedules that work for their lives. And we're struggling with that, especially because it takes a long time to be a great wok cook or to do some of the positions in our restaurants. At the RSO, I think because we're in a new space. Our restaurant support office.
Okay.
So at our headquarter building, because we were designed it understanding this this environment, we've done a couple things that have helped us out. So every desk has a sit-stand desk, which everybody likes. Yes.
Yeah.
So they all go up and down. We built a test kitchen, and we use that quite a bit. And we open it up, and we feed everyone in the office lunch at least every other week, and frequently much more often than that.
And no casualties yet.
No casualties yet. No, everybody. I think it's still seen as a perk. So.
That's a good thing. Well, and you must have a marketing office out there that's active too, because all I've seen is you guys are playing with a bear. You've taken on the 400-pound gorilla. Look, Panda Express has got $3.1 billion in revenues. Last I saw for you was less than $400 million. And you are running ads like crazy taking on Panda Express.
Well, we think that we have better food. And we think that consumers need to know what's in their food. And we're really proud of our Way Better Orange Chicken. And we're really proud
that's
of the way that
that's
we...
That's the ad that I've seen.
The Way Better Orange Chicken.
That you're taking on their orange chicken.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we use a great quality product. It's fresh, never frozen, all white meat chicken breast. It's very different from what you can get at some of the competition. And we think that there should be some transparency in what you're eating. And so the tigers out there trying to make sure the world knows, you know, what they're eating.
Well, but that's interesting, because now you could, is this national advertising? This is regional.
We're doing regional advertising because we're only in 20 states and we really only have deep penetration in four.
That's tough. So is it a zero-sum game? I mean, do you have to, in order to get a new customer, do you have to get one of theirs?
No, we trade heavily in the fast casual space with Chipotle and Panera, as well as with Panda and the
Asian
segment.
So people are going to eat. It's just a matter of what. I mean, it's not, they don't go out and say, I'm just going to eat Chinese. Or, I'm going to get some fast food. Which one should I get?
I think it trades both ways. Sometimes people decide that they're going to go out and they've got a certain amount of money that they feel comfortable spending, and they want a bit of an elevated experience versus a QSR, quick serve.
Yeah.
And they will choose between some of the fast casual concepts, and we want to be positioned well, front of mind. We want to make sure that people know that you can eat Asian food and feel good about it when you leave as well. So that if
and
they're
then
thinking
eat it an
about
hour
Chipotle.
Later when you're hungry again.
There you go.
No.
Keep going. Keep going. Take
so
some home.
One thing that I've, and you've been in this industry for a long time, and you know it. And one thing that I've been reminded of recently is how fragile something like this can be. I'm watching Papa John's just completely destroy itself. It looks like from within. And Chipotle has these chronic problems with, you know, having to close stores and having to be on the defensive all the time. Zoe's was the hot concept. Wall Street was wild about it. It finally just got bought out. And what was the other example? Oh, Pollo Loco was the hottest stock ever, you know, on the New York stock. Well, one of the hot stocks. And it seems like drying up. Boy, it's a tough business out there.
You know, we think it's a very tough business. You've got to be on top of your game.
All the time.
Everybody goes through periods of reinvention, and you can look at the big casual dining players and the fast casual players, and everybody goes through these lulls, and at Payway we're trying to pull ourselves out of one of those right now. But reinvention's critical. There are low barriers to entry. Developers are trying to fill up space in developments, and restaurants are a great way to do it. The great news is consumers are going to keep eating, which is good. You've got built-in demand.
Yeah.
But boy, the competition's fierce, and one or two little missteps, and you're out of relevancy pretty quickly.
Have you said you were in a lull, and I was just going to say I pulled up, you know, Google search and the most recent news. I saw you closing up St. Petersburg, Kansas City, and one in Northwest Arkansas, I guess. Are you expanding? Are you still dealing with what you've got?
We're doing a little. We really have three different phases that we're going through right now. The first, what I would call shrink to grow. And that's looking at our portfolio and saying, hey, there are some sites that are either one-offs. The restaurant in Kansas City in Olathe, Kansas, was our only restaurant in Kansas. And very hard to support. And we needed to get out of that one because we weren't running it at a level that I thought was high enough.
Okay.
And so we're going through and we're looking at leases where we're either not making money in the sites, where we're losing money, or where our rent loads are just too high. And we're taking care of those. On the second phase of our program, though, is doing some remodels. So we just remodeled our MacArthur restaurant in Irving, Las Colinas.
Right.
And so we're really excited about that. We've got several more remodels planned for the balance of the year. And then the third leg of our stool here is that we're going after new growth. And we're opening a new restaurant in McAllen, Texas this year. We're looking at another in the Arizona market, as well as one more in DFW before the end of the year. And we plan on growing again next year at a far faster clip. So we are taking care of what we inherited, where we had bad real estate or where we had expensive real estate. And we're going after new sites with a smaller footprint that we think perform better. We're already half takeout anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't need as many seats inside the restaurant, and that's a lot of money that you pay in rent for something that you're not utilizing. So we're just kind of right-sizing the box right now, right-sizing the portfolio, and trying to make it new and fresh to our consumers that have been with us for the last 18 years.
A lot of love for North Texas. We must have close to 10% of your locations.
Yes, more than that.
Really?
15%, yes, absolutely.
Well, I feel flattered. And the last thing, bento box. Are you ready to explain this? I noticed you've got some. You know, I guess it's a test market deal going on.
We have about 15 locations that are testing bento box, and it's fantastic. It's we're seeing a lot of sales out of it. Consumers are loving it right now, but it gives great variety. It lets customers have a center of the plate entree as well as a salad or some edamame. It gives them a 4-piece sushi roll. Either a crab wonton or some chicken wontons and rice, and it's at a great price. It's on a really attractive packaging. It's something we're really excited about. It'll come into widespread rollout probably early next year.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Jay Hedricks, CEO of Payway Asian Diner, formerly part of, well, I guess the spin out of P.F. Chang, but the certainly the stronger member of the group, right?
That's right. That's what we like to believe.
Good to have you with us again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.